Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
Welcome to Scary Stories. I'm Peter Bernard. If you haven't checked it out yet, you should check out our podcast version, which is brand new, and it's called Scary Stories by Peter Bernard. It's on Stitcher, iTunes, and so on and so forth. And we're having a scary story a day throughout the month of June, and then we'll go to a weekly schedule in July. So you could check us out, Scary Stories by Peter Bernard. Now here's this week's new story, narrated by Madeline Starr.
The June Wedding Ghost, as told to Peter Bernard, read by Madeline Starr. I grew up in the 1960s, reading romance comics about the perfect bride having a June wedding. Like my granddaughter talks to me about how she's going to grow up to be a princess with superpowers, who also has a doctorate and teaches at a prestigious university. I used to tell my grandma that I was going to grow up to be the perfect June bride. And she was just as proud as me as I am of my little granddaughter, because that was what my generation were encouraged to want to be. My dad was an executive, and we had our own home. It wasn't in the richest part of town, but it wasn't in the poorest. Looking back on myself in those days, I think I was a bit of a gold digger. I definitely wanted to move up to the better side of the tracks, not stay middle class or regress. I was pretty, I could cook, but I couldn't type to save my life, so I put all my eggs in one basket and pursued marriage as my career. I never spoke about it that way back then. In fact, I saw myself as an incurable romantic. Like I said, I read a lot of romance comics, which in those days encouraged this behavior. They were written by men, after all, probably ones unhappy with their real-life wives, hoping to train the next generation to be more to their liking. As you can tell, I became a feminist in later years, but I probably wouldn't have if a ghost hadn't ruined my wedding day. My first serious boyfriend was named James, but I don't want to mention his last name because you may have heard of his family. He and I dated in the most formal of ways, and I was delighted when he formally asked my father for formal permission to marry me. Formally. It was a plot from one of my comics, minus the drama. Now add the drama. James owned his family's mansion because both his parents had died in a plane accident 2 years prior. He waited one full year after their death before asking me out for the first time, out of respect to them. James missed his mother terribly and spoke of her often. There was a huge portrait of her over the fireplace in his home, or the main fireplace, I should say. I asked him one time why it was not a painting of both of his parents, and he just looked at me like I was insane. My parents were very eager for me to marry James, partially because it meant our family status was about to rise, and partially because it meant they could make a little money renting out my room. It would have been improper in those days for me to move in with James before the wedding, but my parents certainly wouldn't have minded. They, behind my and James's back, had begun moving some of my things over to his mansion. They really were characters. So one time, the two of them were carrying boxes of books into a room that James had said I could have as a private study, and a bookcase fell over onto my father. He saw it coming and wasn't hurt by it, but neither of them could figure out how it happened. Another time, they said they entered the room to find all of my belongings taken out of the boxes and strewn all over the floor. Outraged, they stormed into James's study, which he never liked to be disturbed in, and demanded to know why he had done such a terrible thing. James, bewildered, returned to the room to find a number of my books of poetry piled up in the center of the room, on fire. The three of them worked together to put out the fire, all of them realizing that something weird was going on here. I began to be nervous to visit him at his house, and dreaded the idea that I would have to move in there soon. The giant portrait of his mother was oppressive enough, but there were smaller portraits in nearly every room, including bathrooms, It seemed like some sort of otherworldly monitoring system. I had never felt so paranoid in a place, or so unliked. It was flat out terrifying every single moment. I would shiver every time I left there, and take a deep breath of relief to be free once more. One time when I went to his place for a drink in front of the fire, which meant in front of the giant, glowering portrait of his mother, I swear to you, the rug caught fire. A spark flew out in a way that seemed most unlikely. As I watched it happen, the rug quickly caught fire. This one kept spreading the more we tried to put it out, and we were exhausted by the time the fire was spent. Another evening ruined. James changed after that. He started more and more to think that it was his mother who was disapproving of our marriage. I could see he still loved me in his way, but I could also see that he was terrified of offending. Well, whoever it was that he had been offending. I attended a dinner at his house with a number of other guests, and before we were about to eat, James made a gallant toast to me, calling me his future bride. At that moment, his glass shattered, and one splinter of the glass went into his own eye, calling a halt to the evening's proceedings and resulting in us having to fetch the doctor to the house at once. James was fine, but it was such a terrible omen, even by people from the social classes who rarely discuss things like omens. I mean, how does a wine glass shatter when a man is holding it by the stem? It was only a matter of time after that until the wedding was called off. My mother, to her grave, blamed herself for the rude way she had accused James of messing up my things. But I knew it had nothing to do with her. I knew, same as James knew, that his mother didn't want him marrying me. But it didn't turn out to be a curse. It turned out to be a blessing, as I went to college, paid for by my guilty parents, and I worked a rewarding career in publishing for almost 30 years, as well as having a couple of brats and now grandbrats. And I didn't have to marry a man to pay for it all either. Although, I did that anyway, but just for fun. So, sometimes the scariest thing in your life can turn out to be the greatest blessing in the end. Check us out on our YouTube channel, Scary Stories NYC. Come back for more scary stories.